Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and with me is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. So today we're going to talk about some new research that maybe debunks a little bit of the old saw, if you will, that in rural parts of the state, there's an enormous brain drain. And to some degree, I think there's some truth to that in terms of young people who move away, go to the big city, but then there's a boomerang effect. Tell
right.
us about that.
Yeah, well, apparently the brain drain is not quite as dire.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's still serious. It's still very, you know, plain from the census data that young people do leave rural towns and go to the big city, generally to go to college and then for job opportunities that they wouldn't necessarily have in their own hometown. But a researcher for the U of M Extension, his name is Ben Winchester, and he lives out in Hancock, Minnesota, so he knows rural. This has been a pet project of his for a while. He's been working on this for a couple years, and he has found in studying the census data that there does indeed seem to be a boomerang effect in that people will leave home and go off to the cities or wherever for college, you know, get their education, and they'll get married and they'll start having a family. But then in their 30s and 40s, they start looking around and at where they live, and they look at their little kids and they think, you know, gee, that town where I grew up really was a nice place. And it was a nice place to raise kids. They had good schools there. You know, let's go back there.
Indeed. One of the things that I found kind of interesting about this, one is that, you know, this has been kind of anecdotal for a while, but this really actually puts some hard and fast numbers to it.
It really is. And Ben, actually, he's been working on this for a couple years, but he wrote an article for us that's going to be the lead article in our new issue of the Rural Minnesota Journal that should be coming out in about a month or so, where he talks precisely about this. He's pulled together this research that he's done using the census data, plus focus group research that he's done with people in West Central Minnesota who moved back to rural towns just to find out exactly why they moved back. And he found out a lot of interesting things. And one of the most interesting things I found out was that when people do move back to their rural hometown or any rural town, they come back with a certain education, you know, things that they trained for, went to college for, that they can't necessarily find a job for in the town they moved back to. So they move back to town because they want to, but then they'll go set about starting their own business to be able to do what they want to do. They're in their prime earning years. They're in their prime entrepreneurial years. They're willing to start a business. And when they start that business, they will often employ people, Ben found, at wages that are higher than what people can normally find in their town. So they really can be an economic boost for their local community.
Thanks, Marnie. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.